here. Okay. Why are we doing this? Well, I mean, I have, you know, a vibrator inside me. And we are in the library. In public. Very, very public, actually. Huh? Yeah, I'm okay. Just, you know, trying to sit in a... No, I'm okay. I just need to stay still. Very, very still. Do you want me to just read and then we can talk throughout? Yeah, I can do that. So, the prologue. Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge, break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. Stop touching my leg. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured, piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love and the continuance of their parents' rage, which but their children's end not could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage, the which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend. So, the prologue of Romeo and Juliet, it's a sonnet, right? Classic, 14 lines, and it's in iambic pentameter. Oh, it goes A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, G in the rhyme scheme. So in the first stanza, it sets up the setting of the play and the conflict that is going to result. The second is the young love, or what people have perceived as this obsessive infatuation between the two main characters. What? I'm not whining. Okay, just let me... I'll keep going. The third stanza expresses the tragedy, explaining the focus of the play in the first place and how the family's feud will finally come to an end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the GG, or the last two lines of the sonnet, are mainly to show that there's more to come when the play is performed on stage. It's easy to forget that Shakespeare wrote his plays with the intention of them to be performed live and in front of an audience, with all the remakes, rewrites, and films that have been made and stuff. Why are you looking at me like that? Explain in English? Okay. So, it starts with two households, both alike in dignity, just saying that the two families are separate, but they both have the same status in society. Then, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene, basically indicating this is where the play and the story takes place. It's in northern Italy. You can actually go and see a balcony that a lot of people say is Juliet's, even though it doesn't really have anything to do with the story, and Shakespeare probably never even saw it. A lot of people leave letters and stuff to mark their own love. But anyway, From ancient grudge break to new mutiny is the next line that expresses the resentment between the two families and how it's still prevalent. And then the... What are you doing? Why is my pussy... Fuck. Baby. Stop it. People are gonna... Don't turn it up. Keep talking. What? No. We should leave. Go home. We can finish this at home. No. I'm not talking back. Yes. I'll keep going. I'm sorry, miss. Where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. Oh, fuck. Huh? No. I'm okay. So this line... This line shows the tension between the two families and how they the Montagues and the Capulets get blood on their hands. Fuck. I'm okay. Yeah. And that's the first, so I'll be going to the second. Stanza. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes. This one implies that the birth of Romeo and Juliet is fatal and inevitable. It is forthcoming in the... that's the first line of the second stanza. No, don't turn it up, but... Miss, please. Can I keep reading? A pair of star-crossed lovers take their life. This shows that the premonition of the death of Romeo and Juliet. The idea that their fate was already doomed. Miss, no, please don't. Turn it on. Fuck. Please, miss. I can't. Please, it feels so good. It's right up against me. No, please, miss. We can't. No, I can't keep going. Please. Miss, please. Yes, miss. I'm so fucking wet. Please. No, please, miss, we can't. It's too much. It's too much, miss, please. Keep reading. No, I can't. Whose misadventured piteous overthrows. Oh my god. Miss, please, I am begging you. Huh? Beg more? Miss, please. I can't keep going. I can't think. It feels so intense in my pussy. My pussy is so fucking wet. Yes. I'm dripping. Miss, please. There's gonna be a wet spot on my skirt. Please, miss. Please, please turn it down. Let me go to the bathroom. No. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please, don't stop. Please. I'm gonna come. I'm sorry. I can't stop. Turn it off. Who's misadventured videos overthrows. This explores the This explores how we should pity the lovers and their inescapable fate. Because it's not their fault, but they still get punished. Please, baby. People are looking. Doth with their death bury their apparent strife. This goes on about how when Romeo and Juliet die, their families stop fighting. And their family feud finally ends. I can't. No, please, no more. Please. I can't come again, please. No, please. Fuck. Okay. It's too much. Please. Oh, God. I'm gonna come again. Please, can I come? Please, let me come. Please, let me come again for you, miss. Please. Yes, thank you. No, I don't care. I don't care if I'm being too loud. Please just let me come. Soaked. My legs are wet. I'm sure there's a spot. How will I? Okay. Baby? Are you in here? Hey, babe. What are you doing? No, not here. We can't. Fuck. Yes. I'm sorry. You're just so fucking hot, miss. And I... No, please. I'm so sensitive. I can't come again. I can't. Miss? Sit? But... Yes, I'll sit. Yes, it's still inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. It feels so good. It feels so fucking good. It feels so good. I'm so sensitive. Please, please, please. Miss, please. I need more. Yes, I need more. Always more for me, Miss. Please. Whatever you want to give me. Whatever you need. Use me. Use me, please, please. Please, my pussy is so fucking wet. Please, I am so... Please, please. Please use me. Please, let me make you feel good, miss. Please. Oh my God, please. Please touch me. Please touch me. Please touch me. Oh fuck. Yes. Please sit on my face. I'm just yours. No, I'm good at more. And be your vet. Be your vet, always. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just exhausted. Yeah, clean up. We clean up. Can we? Yeah, a bath at home. Sounds amazing. Can we order takeout tonight? Yeah? Yeah. Can we go home? Yeah. Let's go home.